Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Welcome to Close Up Radio Live. This is Jim Masters. A real pleasure to have you here today. Also a pleasure to welcome Heather Garner of Chow Bella Leadership to our show. She's a spiritual guide and life professional talent coach who helps people discover their true worth and reach their full potential. She can help you, as the saying goes, shine bright like a diamond and illuminate the world. It is all started with her own journey towards self-love and accomplishment. The name Chow Bella sprung from an encounter Heather had earlier in life that involved a close personal friend who would greet her daily with the phrase Chow Bella, which meant good morning, beautiful, understanding our inner beauty, that you deserve to be cherished, and that's really elemental in life practices. It's one of the essential ingredients. It's also important to realize that influential people will come and go in our lives for several reasons, and we can keep our soul centered. We realize that we are valued of service, really. We are of service, and we are valued, and it still makes a difference in the world. It's important to realize that, because sometimes life gets in the way, and we lose sight of the value that we have. Guiding people to such understanding and the discovery of their soul purpose is a constant goal for Heather. She uses various tools to achieve those goals, including Reiki energy healing, daily reflective exercises, and tarot readings as well. Tarot readings are amazing. These reveal life lessons, images of the future, and help Heather and her client to formulate the plan together. It's all about maintaining your spirit and zeal. I love that word zeal, don't you? We don't use the word zeal enough. We use awesome too much, and it should be replaced, I think, with zeal. Finding a reason to stay conscious and connected each day is important, and following the path that works for you. Heather can help you get there. On a personal level, it's also about learning what you want. If you're a woman listening, and the guys too. I mean, everybody should go for what they want. How to stay true to the character, how to attract an ideal partner who might not be quite different than you've envisioned, too. They might be not exactly what you thought. Well, Heather sees these individuals as perfect, a priceless diamond waiting to be discovered so it can brighten the world. So isn't that great? If you've already got somebody you're working with like Heather who already sees you as a priceless diamond waiting to be discovered so it can brighten the world, you've got somebody who's really on your side, who's all in, ready to roll up the sleeves and help you make it happen. She's coming to us from Kansas City, Missouri. Let's welcome Heather Garner of Chow Bella Leadership to our show, Close Up Radio Live. Heather, welcome to the show. It's a real pleasure to have you with us today. You priceless diamond, you.
Thank you. It's really great to be here. It's been a fun journey, and this one's for my grandma. She used to listen to books on tape, and she's been my spirit guide for the last few years since she passed, and this radio show is, you know, like how she used to listen to books. So very excited to be here and to talk about the journey that I've been on and how to help people discover themselves.
Exactly. You have so much experience and passion for what you do. I think it's really amazing, and we're going to share it here on the show. But first, what inspired you to even want to get into this kind of work? When did you realize you had these gifts and talents? And tell us a little bit about some of the amazing work you did before even getting into coaching. I believe it has something to do with shaping potential and talent, right?
Yeah. So I when my kids were a little older, I went to college, and psychology was fascinating to me, and I really started just learning the study of people and their engagement in groups and social norms and things like that. It was fascinating to me how people get engaged and work together, the things that cause conflict in the workplace, all of that. I loved researching it, learning about it, and then in my own personal journey, I explored the health side of it too and saw that people, when they start to get disengaged, there is something in their soul calling that isn't where they're at. And so there's these temptations that come up in life. God's in charge of the temptations that he puts in our life. He knows the things that are going to set our soul on fire and move us towards something, right? So sometimes it feels a little scorching, but then when you see how it polished you in whatever way, you start to appreciate the gift that came in. So I don't know, my quest for psychology and understanding how people work together in groups then sent me on a quest of how do people become disengaged or inflicting pain on others. You know, like what gets a person to a place where they would hurt someone else for their own gain? You know, what's the root cause of that? And it's about starting to remove all of those masks that we wear, our medication masks, the excuses that we've put on over a period of time that make us feel good about taking someone else down. So my role now is just helping people see the power within themselves and that they don't have to compete with other people because their star power is unique to them and they never have to take someone else down to shine themselves. You just, once you find your purpose and the path that you walked, the things that hurt you, the things that fueled you, those become your guiding light and your sparkle in this world. You don't have to take someone else out for that to shine. You know, it's going on this journey and finding that and surrendering and being open to never fully knowing the answer, just following that thread of love.
That's what it is. It's part of following the journey, which I think is mm-hmm. very, very important. And all this led you into coaching and creating Chavela Leadership, which I think is fantastic. Tell us about first the name. I mentioned in the introduction what it actually means, but how did you arrive at the Chavela name? And of course, ciao, as we know, is both a word for hello and goodbye in the Italian language, and that sure suits people in transition. And we all go through transition in our lives, but in the last couple of years, with all that we've gone through, pandemics and everything else, a lot of people have been changing, transitioning, transforming, uprooting. There's been so much, and I'm sure you, through Chavela, have seen it, witnessed it, and you've been helping clients navigate sort of the unpredictability and craziness of everything that's been going on.
Yeah, so Chavela came to me at a time in my life when I took on a foreign exchange student from Italy, and he was a high school student, and then this person that I was dating just started saying Chavela to me every morning, which is hello, beautiful, or good morning, beautiful. And it was, I finally felt like I was on track in life. You know, I was doing the work that I loved. I was polishing my body, training for a fitness competition. I was getting my degree. You know, I was doing all of these things. And so that tagline, Ciao Bella, I guess, it just really stuck with me. And then that special person decided for whatever reason to leave my life after he had promised to tell me Ciao Bella for the rest of my life. And it was crushing because you see something with someone and you want it. And just like any time we lose something in life, a death, a layoff, a whatever, when we're not ready to lose it, it's a little bit soul-crushing, but it's polishing. It sends you on this journey of, well, if you can't have something that your heart is screaming so loudly for, what can you do? Like, how can you make each day bearable, right? And so good morning, beautiful. Also, Ciao Bella also means goodbye, beautiful. So it's about that journey in life of learning how to walk when someone that you want to be in your life isn't there, whether by death or by other circumstances or whatever it is, and you find a way to keep going. And that's super polishing, even when it hurts.
Yeah,
so that's where the name came from. I actually have it tattooed on my foot now. I have been to Italy, and I took my middle son there, and walking the streets of Venice, there's, you know, nothing like it. There aren't cars there on the streets, and it was just a beautiful experience. And as I went on my own soul quest and journey to figure out how do I live without this love that I want so bad, you know, I did things that I never could have imagined myself doing, like going to Paris alone and hiking through Spain and climbing mountains in Arizona and exploring through California and going to film school. And, you know, when you look back at it, you're like, man, that hurt in life, but look at all that it made me do. It was my fire. It ignited something within me to unleash this spiritual leader that I am. And that's pretty powerful. So when you can find that seed in your life, that thing, that spark that moves you, and use it to your advantage to polish you in who you are and how you show up in the world and how you can be of service to others, you know, it'll all work out. When I get discouraged, God shows me signs that he's still working on it, you know. Patience is the most difficult lesson, I think, to learn in life. And just the other day, yesterday, I came home from church, and I was feeling a little impatient, talking to God, like, you know, where is my special person? Like, where is he? I'm ready for this love now. And he just reminds me of all of the, he reminds me of magic times over these past, you know, few years, things that he's done to show me that he's working on my environment and my situation. So once we get to the core of our spirit and start leading our life through our health and our body and what it's looking for, the signs are everywhere, and it's magical.
That's fantastic. What are some of the different services along the way that you are offering to the clients? I believe Reiki is one technique you use to infuse people with positive energy, which is so important.
Yeah, so In my journey, one of the things that I did was take off all the medication masks. So throughout the years, I had gotten on antidepressants and anti-anxiety meds and sleep meds and, you know, just stressed with life. And you go to the doctor, and over the years, 20 years of taking these kinds of medicine, you're also taking acne medicine because your skin's breaking out and, you know, all this stuff. So one of the things that I did was take off all of those masks and say, okay, you know, I'm starting over fresh. I'm creating a new life. I don't need all these antidepressants anymore. I don't need these things holding me down in my body. And so I went and got certified in Reiki energy. And as I started to use it on myself, I started sleeping so well. Like, I can go to sleep within minutes at night and sleep very restful and wake up with the sunrise, or just, you know, my spirit really has loved the Reiki intentional prayer healing. And I sleep better than I ever did with all of those medications. And so that is one of the things that I do, is help teach people how to use Reiki, how to look at the root cause for whatever medication they might be taking in their life, whatever illness they have. It started somewhere. It started at the spirit of self and turned into a physical problem. So once you can identify the physical problem and start treating the spirit of why that formed, you can eventually let go of those medications and heal yourself, completely heal your mind, body, and spirit. I was a depressed individual, and today each day I'm looking for, you know, the exciting new opportunities that are along the path. So Reiki is very, very profound, intentional healing of self from a cellular level. And sometimes, so tarot comes in, because sometimes we need to be able to talk about or work through things that we can't necessarily work through with other people. For me, I experienced sexual abuse. And I guess it was my grandma that guided me to tarot. I didn't really know what it was when I first started learning about it, but over time, it just became a conversation between me and God and my ancestors, and my life circumstances came through the pictures in the cards to allow me to kind of work through whatever challenge I was experiencing at the time. I see it as a tool that's great for leadership practices, working through projects, outcomes, vision quests, also health and healing, and helping people talk about the things that they just can't talk about to, you know. I mean, for me, I didn't tell my family about my sexual abuse until I was in my 40s. And they didn't necessarily react the way I would have hoped, but, you know, that's just how it goes. But tarot allowed me to finally heal that wound. I was able to start kind of working through that experience in my life and how it led me to certain other behaviors later in life. And it just became my spirit guide, just pictures that helped me place my own life into the story that unfolds in the cards. So, yeah, that's how I use both tarot and Reiki to get to the spirit of what your heart is yearning for, your health, your happiness, your peace.
That's wonderful. Those are important things, health, happiness, and peace, and essentials in life and all aspects of life. You talked a little bit about your own life's journey and, you know, how challenging the last century has been for women. Tell us really more about uncovering your true self, being cherished, and that diamond that I mentioned earlier, and trusting your character.
Yeah. So it's finding that we go through so many things in life that make us think that we're not good enough, or we're not the prime selection, or whatever, whether it be we're interviewing for jobs and not getting them, we're dating and not finding the connections that we're looking for, any of those things. If we stay in the spirit of me and following the thread of love, we can always stay happy and healthy through the things that are falling away, that are meant to fall away. For example, last night, I work at a restaurant, or I used to work at a restaurant just down the street. It was part-time work to give me something else to do in the evenings while I'm working on some of this other stuff. And when I went in last night, they said they had been slow and they were getting rid of my position. And so, you know, as a human, that can hurt. It can feel like, you know, you weren't good enough or you weren't needed on that team. Or you can remember that it wasn't meeting the needs that you had anyway, like you were looking for more. And so it has to fall away to bring in what you actually are looking for. So when we hold on to those things that are falling away from us that aren't satisfying us anyway, we lose sight of our power. So it's just finding that internal compass to always know that when things are falling apart, they're falling apart for us. So that's, it's the surrender. It's learning to trust in the surrender of you're meant for something bigger, so this is falling apart. Not that this wasn't good for you during that time. It was. It gave you something that your soul wanted and needed, and now there's something bigger on the horizon.
It's so important for people to realize, you know, and knowing that there is something bigger on the horizon is so important. You use a diamond as a symbol for rough material that can be developed and shined ever so brightly. Tell us about that. That's a great sort of analogy.
Well, so God helped me see that, you know, we're all one energy on this planet. And each human comes with a packet of energy. It's the physical body and the spirit around the physical body. So you can imagine, like, just if you think about a human body on the inside of a invisible diamond shield, that is your spirit that bumps you along in life and connects you to other spirits that are meant to help you, support you, teach you, whatever. But it is our shield that magnetizes to us the experiences that we have. And the more we start learning how to drive our spirit ship and understand that it's in control of magnetizing to you the experiences you're supposed to, the ride becomes a little bit more like a magic carpet ride and less like a torturous heartbreak. So, yeah, I guess that's how God chose me as I walked and tried to find the purpose and what this was all about, was that we're all just packets of energy. Us personally are in human bodies. Animals are in theirs, objects are in theirs, but we're all made from the same exact energy. And so learning to drive from the spirit, our internal controls, and understanding that our emotions are actually our indicators for how we need to move. It's like a self-driving car that alerts you where the road boundaries are, right? When you start feeling anxious or fearful or whatever, it's your spirit pivoting you or trying to turn you in a certain direction. So the more you start listening to your emotions as health indicators, you're driving your spirit ship from the diamond perspective.
That's so important. It really, really is. What is it like when you first work with somebody for the first time? I'm sure you establish trust with them and them with you. That's a big thing because they'll be sharing things probably with you that they don't share with even their closest loved ones and friends, right?
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things that I have had to learn is that what I've witnessed now is pretty profound. And what I'm asking people to do is to trust that what is invisible is actually more powerful than what is visible. And you can't see that until you start going on the ride, on the journey, right? You have to trust and see for yourself. So like a gentleman I was just talking to the other day, and he has a medical illness. And one of my first questions is, do you believe that you can be fully healed? Because we have to be able to believe that we can be fully healed for intentional healing to happen. And so we can start to get to the root. It's asking ourselves really difficult questions, like what got me here? Why is my body crying out in this medical crisis? I think it takes really, really trusting to get that vulnerable. And which is why I have the tarot cards too, is so that people, they don't have to trust me as an individual if they've been through something really, really deep. I can show them how to find their spirit through images and cards. And then, you know, over time they might feel more comfortable to talk to me directly if they don't want to say the same things out loud. I can teach them how to work through them in their home space and through journaling and prayer. And, you know, it took me, I had to do it that way before I started talking about my things to a counselor. I had to first start talking through the cards. And so whether you're going to a life coach or a counselor, or it's the person that you find that makes you feel safe to unwrap. And so that's really what my business is about, whether you look at it as coaching or counselor or spirit guide, or, you know, it's just about saying you are a human, you are valuable. God gifted you this body in this lifetime. Let's figure out why you're suffering and, relieve that pressure off of your shoulders.
Which is so very important. To encourage folks to go to the website, ciaobellaleadership.com. That is spelled C-I-A-O-B-E-L-L-A, and then the word leadership.com, to connect with our very special guest, Heather Gardner. She loves what she does. She's passionate about it. She's credible. She's authentic. And she's empathetic and compassionate, which are all the ingredients to help you realize that you can shine up that diamond of yours and be the person you want to be and live life as you wish it to be. This was wonderful, Heather. Hopefully we get a chance to have you back, explore some more, maybe hear some case studies, testimonials. That would be a pleasure. But as I said, the half hour goes by so fast, but I think it was a really good, rich conversation, and I hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I have with you today.
Yes, I did. Thank you for your time.
You are very, very welcome, Heather. Again, Heather Garner joining us. CiaoBellaLeadership.com is the website. Isn't she great? I hope to have her back soon. Right here on Close Up Radio Live, this is your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time on Close Up Radio Live. Stay tuned. I'll be back in less than 30 minutes with another great guest coming up for you right here. Till then, for all of us, have a great day. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.